would you say maintain what?
Peace.
Okay. You ever use the term law and order?
Yeah, law and order. That's what it's for, if he could keep it.
If he could, but they have no trouble nowadays trying to do it.
They do too. Too much of it.
What about the war back that was fought about 100 years ago that freed the slaves?
Civil War.
Okay. And if a man kills somebody else and they sentence him to death and they put a rope around his neck, well, you say, well, yesterday he was...
They hung him yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Now, let me see. How far away, let me think a minute, how far away did you say Town Creek was?
It's about 8 miles near Town Creek.
What do you call the person? There's a type of cat, I believe. The dog's been playing a little bit rough with him. Look how his neck's all wet.
Oh, they love one another.
Well, I can tell they do, but I think they play a little rough sometimes.
Well, they don't make him make out like he's rough, but he don't never hurt him.
No, he wouldn't hurt him.
They're big cronies.
They really are. I can't get over that. That's really unusual.
They rip and play here every night. They're through in this porch just running one another and ripping and romping. But he don't never hurt the cat, and the cat don't hurt him. They'd make it fine.
Well, they could sure hurt one another if they wanted to, you know.
Oh, yeah. A cat could scratch him more ways than a countryman and go to town. But he don't do it. He treats him nice. They get along awful well. Lost John? John. Why don't you get out?
Is that his name, Lost John?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I named him Lost John when he's a little fur. He is lost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, he wasn't bigger than you.
There's an old fiddle tune I used to hear a long time ago named Lost John or something.
Well, there is a fiddle, Lost John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You grew up in Tennessee, you ought to hear it all of it.
That's right. Well, I'm a banjo player, too. I get to hear a lot of fiddle playing because I play the banjo.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
In a band?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to... I'm questioning you, though, now.
That's all right. Did you ever go up where?
Did you ever go to Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never have been over there, but I watch them very often.
Oh, Bill Monroe.
Oh, yeah?
A friend of mine. He's
a green grass boy.
Yeah, bluegrass.
Bluegrass boy, yeah. I know Bill Monroe. He's a fox hunter.
Yeah, he's been around a long time, too.
He has, too. He's been here in our country.
Country music, yeah. He was a big star back in the 1930s, something like that.
Oh, sure, yeah. Bill Monroe's been here a long time.
You know, talking on fox hunting?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Most of the things.
How are you?
I'm all right, I guess.
Come out. I told her how she's not. I want you to come out there next time you come up here and answer some random questions.
I told him I wasn't going.
Still there, but I think she's just learning now what it is.
I was just admiring your dog and cat.
Yeah.
They're playing together.
They're a mess, I can tell you. I can't hardly keep pushing them chairs. He'll drag them out. My mop, I hunted a good wife.
Sit down there more and let me ask you a question, see how much you can make.
No, I'm not answering questions.
What
I'm
is it, Joe? It gets puzzled you up a little bit sometimes, might have to think what you're saying.
I can't think for you.
Huh? Well, I'll do thinking then.
What when a person, the kind of person, when they take them down and they get religion, they take them down and dunk them in the water.
Oh, boy.
What is that? What kind of person does that?
A preacher does the baptizing.
Okay, but they belong to what church usually?
Well, he'd be a Baptist or a Christian,
okay.
Church of Christ.
And when they do this, you say, well, he's
been buried in baptism.
Okay.